in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
We are not in full support of the sponsorship to this English Premier League club. We were never consulted about it from the inception, and we do have an agreement with South African Tourism that says that we need to talk about this type of thing at the inception level before it even goes to the board for any approval or consideration. And therefore, you know, we have looked at this and say this is not a way, you know, to spend this type of amount of money. We need to focus on the markets that are going to bring us the numbers that we need. The CEO spoke about, you know, the 21 million tourist arrivals by 2030. And that comes from the strategies that we as the TBCSA did in 2018 and submitted to the presidency through what we call the Public Servant Growth Initiative, and it was adopted. Essentially, we said that if we're going to grow tourism, we need to focus on the growth market. We need to defend the markets that we have, which are the key source markets now, which UK is one of them, and North America, being Canada and the US, and of course the European markets like Germany, Netherlands, and many others. But the growth is going to come from China and India. That's where, you know, we don't have a lot of tourists coming into this country. And if you look at other countries like Australia, they do much better in those markets, and we need to be doing far greater in terms of attracting more tourists in those markets. So whatever we do in terms of getting the numbers to support the 21 million tourists by 2030, the strategy has to be anchored in making sure that those two markets, India and China, are well developed. We have more tourists coming into the country. We have, you know, direct air connectivity from those two markets.
With that said, do you think that the figure of 88 billion rand in profits from this 1 billion rand investment, is it realistic or plausible?
If we're talking about 88 billion rand coming from the already, you know, markets that we have, which are the source market, you know, in Europe and also in the US, that money would come in anyway because we are working those markets to make sure that money comes in. So we need to get new money, not the money that we know we're going to get, and by doing many, many different things.
What are your thoughts on the SA government, especially the tourism department's willingness or their plans in order to track what South Africa needs in order to attract these tourism goals that they're setting out to do?
Well, the option that we need to do is to sit together at first. Let's sit together between the private sector and the public sector. Let's plan together what we need to do. Because the private sector outspends the public sector in terms of marketing South Africa. We invest a whole lot of money through direct marketing. These companies go overseas and market themselves, you know, to various, you know, trade and travel agencies and conferencing and many other things in overseas markets and bring tourists into the country. So we spend a whole lot of money.
Following that media briefing by the Department of Tourism, them defending their decision, saying that the money was going to be spent on foreign land anyhow, will you, as the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, be approaching the department?
The budget is for tourism. We need to market ourselves overseas. We need to bring tourists into the country. We need to make sure that South Africans travel their own country. That's our job. If we put money in one place and we commit it for 3 years in that fashion, it means that if there's an opportunity that comes from another source market and it requires us to invest heavily, we may not be able to do so. Well, we will approach South African Tourism with a memorandum of agreement with them. We talk to the Department of Tourism frequently. So we will approach them. We are the stakeholders. We as the tourism businesses are the main stakeholders of tourism in this country, because we are the ones who do tourism on the ground.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.